I'm Chevy, and today, I got nothing. Hello, friends. Welcome to The Shed. It's Wednesday, and I got nothing. It is 5:30. Usually the episode has been edited and uploading by now. I usually finish it right around 4, take an hour to edit and upload. I've spent the last few hours trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about today. It's Wednesday, which is normally Workshop Wednesday. And I think I told you guys last week that there was something I wanted to discuss, a particular tool or a particular series of videos, but I, for the life of me, have no clue what that is, and I wasn't going to go watch the video to try and figure it out, because that's not genuine, so I would have just been scripting something together quickly just to put a video out, and I didn't want to do that. So instead, I walked down here, I turned the camera on, I set it up, got the lights on, and I just kind of stood here and looked around the room for a while. And I thought, oh, I could talk about this, I could talk about that. Could I talk about this for 10 minutes or that for 10 minutes? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, I got nothing. It's been a weird week for me. Last week was difficult. I'm not the kind of person to go to doctors. I just don't like to. But so I self-diagnose a lot, and I'm not saying that I self-medicate or that I do anything goofy, but I recognize that I have a few issues outside of depression. And why is my table in a weird place today? There we go. I have a few issues outside of depression, and one of those is fatigue. I most likely suffer chronic fatigue, and I have been diagnosed on that with Epstein-Barr. If you don't know what that is, if you've ever had hepatitis A or C, there's the hepatitis that only lasts for like 6 months and then goes away, or if you've had meningitis, then you have the Epstein-Barr virus in your body. And for most people, it just sits dormant and does nothing. For some people, it sporadically just decides, surprise, not meningitis, mono. Sorry. Mono or hepatitis, one of the hepatitises. So apparently I have had one of those in my life. If I had mono, I was never diagnosed. So it's more than likely hepatitis that my mother brought back from her trip to Poland one time. She was diagnosed as having the hepatitis. She slept for like 3 months and then, okay. I was never diagnosed, but shortly after I had the same symptoms. So I just assumed I probably had hepatitis. And when I hit 30 and my body started doing stupid stuff like getting allergies and needing glasses, the past 7 years have been really weird for me medically, because it's like suddenly everything doesn't work like it used to. And the Epstein-Barr virus has sporadically just decided that I needed to sleep. So for the last week, I was struggling with fatigue. And I can't even begin to explain to you what it's like. If you've ever had mono, I guess you'll know, but it's pretty close to what people would consider narcolepsy, in the sense that, I wake up mostly okay, still tired, and then within a few hours, I could literally fall asleep wherever I'm at and sleep for hours. And that's just part of the fatigue. It ran its course. It's over. I think I haven't been fatigued for the last 3 or 4 days. So it feels like it's gone. It lasts usually for about a week or maybe 2 weeks for me. It's passed. That's great. But it takes a pretty heavy toll on me mentally because I have to really concentrate to stay awake. I have to engage myself just to function. And so the past 3 days or so it's been a weird recovery process for me because I just haven't been able to think much. Been playing some games. Maybe we'll talk about some of the games I'm playing tomorrow. But for the most part, my brain hasn't been functioning good. So I sat here and I looked around the shop and thought, man, what am I going to talk about? I don't know what to talk about. You guys tell me what you want me to talk about on next workshop Wednesday. That will be next week. Or maybe we can build something simple. I could build some boxes. I could build some picture frames. Something like that that we could do in 10 minutes without a whole lot of editing. That's the key. I don't want to be here. One of the things that makes me doing this show daily possible is the fact that I don't edit. That I cut the three segments out. I have the intro segment, then I have this main portion, and then I have the random fact. I cut those three segments. I stick in my intro, my outro, the little Bugs Bunny thingy, put in my Twitter handle. I mean, it's like extremely minimal editing. And the reason for that is I have a day job, I have a night job, I have a family. So as much as I love doing this, I have to keep my production time as tight as possible in order to be able to do this on a daily basis. This isn't what I do for a living, so it's not like I could spend 6 hours a day making a video. I just simply can't do that currently. But, so that being said, if there's something that you want to know how to make, a picture frame, a box, a pencil holder, whatever, something simple that we can do that I can show in maybe 3, 4, or 5 cuts edited together in a 10-minute segment, let me know in the comments below and I will work on that. And it might be that I film that on the weekend, edit it together over the weekend, and then just hold that video for Wednesday. That's fine. I'm willing to do that as well if you want to do something bigger. I'm also planning. I have a project list that I need to get through. I've been avoiding it, but I am going to get back to doing weekly build videos. I was really enjoying those, just having an excuse to come in here and actually turn the tools on and work. Is a good motivator for me to actually get stuff done. I found that just by being down here to make a whatever for YouTube, I would end up fixing something that needed fixing or working on something for the house, and that's kind of a big deal. So I'm sorry, this episode is... I don't even have a title for it yet. I haven't recorded the intro sequence because I didn't know what to call this video. I got nothing. I think that's what the name of the video is going to be. I got nothing. Yesterday's video was pretty ironic. I did not fail on purpose on uploading that video. Some of you caught the fact that I uploaded it first and then it was broken. Only about 15 people watched it, so that's good news. I pulled the video down quickly and re-uploaded. What had happened was I have... all of my videos are on a external hard drive with a USB 3.0 plugged into the front of my machine. And my machine is this hacked together. It's a very nice machine, but it's in an old Dell Optiplex case, like a piece of crap case, intentionally. Like, it looks like a piece of garbage, but it's a good gaming machine. But the front case, while the video was uploading, fell and halfway unplugged the USB. And I heard it go doo-doo, and I plugged it back in, and doo-doo. But, you know, and then the Google thing was, like, uploading. And the uploading kept going, so I just assumed it was fine. It wasn't. So I had to completely re-upload the video. That was not failing on purpose, ironically enough. But thank you for everybody who reached out to me to tell me that it was screwed up. I probably wouldn't have noticed because I generally don't watch these videos once they're up. Sometimes I do, but I just kind of stay away from it because I don't want to influence future videos by trying to fix something in a previous video or whatever. This is just a natural process, and you guys are along for the ride, and I appreciate that. So thank you very much for stopping by again today. Thank you for listening to me for 10 minutes and 25 seconds talk about nothing at all. Thank you very, very much for being here. Thank you for sharing the video. Leave comments about future shop videos or anything else that you want. Don't forget, I need your submissions. Send me pictures, send me videos, record yourself doing a random fact, record yourself doing something silly or an interesting thing in your life, and I will put it on the show. I promise you. Please send me stuff. Please. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from pedigree.com. Can dogs see in color or just black and white? Veterinarians used to believe that dogs saw only in black and white, but recent studies suggest that they actually do have some color vision, but it's not as bright as a human's. I think there's like a website you can go to that'll show you how a dog sees or something. I don't know.